Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has been traveling the world for 40 years, bringing a unique message of peace. He gave his first public addresses at the age of 3, and by the age of 13, he was responding to invitations to speak in the United States and Great Britain. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. Addressing a distinguished audience at the invitation of the United Nations Association of Malaysia, he recently said, "Peace is a fundamental necessity and begins with each individual, and yes, peace is possible." Through the Prem Rawat Foundation, he also spearheads significant humanitarian initiatives aimed at improving the lives of people most in need. From large cities to remote villages, millions of people around the world come to him for inspiration and guidance. Even as his audiences increase, Miraji's message remains directed to each individual. "If you are looking for fulfillment and peace," he says, "the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help."
Today, we have this opportunity to listen, to try to understand a little bit more about what has been given to us. This is extremely important to understand. What has been given to us? Because what we are doing with it is not going to yield results. So much that I see around the world, so many things that people do, and in that light, I have a story for you. Now, it was a few days ago, whilst I was asleep, that this story came to me. There were three brothers, and they had been brought up quite well. But as they got older and older, their parents died, they lost all their money, and they became very poor. So, in their state of being very, very poor, they had to beg for food. They hardly had any accommodations. So they decided that they would go up into the mountains, up into the rivers, and pan for gold. I'm sure you're familiar with it, where people go into the rivers and they put these pans into the river and they shift and they get little bits of gold. So all three of them decided to go do this. As luck would have it, all three of them got equal amount of gold. And they took it to their shack, little temporary hut that they had made, each one his own. And a little bit of time passed by. And so all of a sudden, they all decided that maybe they want to come together and meet again. It had been a long time. The first brother was very religious. So he took the gold that he had found and he made a little altar. And he put the gold on the altar. And every day he would pray to the gold, sing the praises of the gold, How the gold had the power to totally eliminate this man's poverty. That this gold, if it could listen to the prayers, hear the prayers, could eliminate this person's suffering, that he would never have to beg, that he would never have to do any of those things that he didn't want to do, that he would have food, he would have clothing, that he would have housing. But that's all he did. He prayed. The second one was very educated. Very educated. So he took the gold and he also put it on an altar. You have to understand this. Not much of a difference between the two. He was very educated. He also placed the gold on the altar. But instead of praying to the gold, he would write essays on the power of gold. Small difference. And he would write poetry in honor of the gold. And he would write how the gold had the power to remove his hunger. How the gold, so beautiful, had the power to give him clothes. How the gold, so shiny, had the power to put a roof over his head. See, we all think that's a big difference. At the end of the day, you really have to examine what the difference is. But then the third one. The third one took the gold and he sold it. Unthinkable. He sold it. And from the money that he got, he bought himself a farm. And he grew vegetables, and he planted fruit trees, and he would eat whatever he wanted to eat. What he didn't need, he would sell. And from the money that he would use to sell the vegetables and the fruit, he made himself a beautiful home. And amazingly enough, those three things that those other true brothers wanted, the third one got. He got food. He got his shelter. And he got his clothes. He got it. So when they all met together, they asked each other, "How are you doing?" And the first one said, "Oh, it's beautiful. I pray every day. I pray. And I pray to the Almighty Gold that Almighty Gold, please, make available to me clothes to wear, house to have, food to eat." And one day, he said, "One day I am sure One day, someday, in the future. Because of my sincerity, the gold will respond. The second one said, I also write beautiful things about gold, and I am sure that someday, pleased with my praises, the gold will bestow upon me all my wishes. Seeing their devotion and dedication to gold, the third one kept very quiet. The two turned to the third one and said, and what do you do? I can see you have good clothes on. You look quite healthy. Not like us, where we have to beg, wear these torn clothes. What happened? Were your prayers answered? He said, well, actually, hate to tell you this, but I sold my gold, got the money, bought a farm. I work on my farm. And somehow that gold made it possible for me to have clothes, to have food, and to have shelter. Then they realized that the first two had the same amount of gold, but they didn't really do anything about it. The third one did something about it. So, we are here today. And I tell you this story. It's a loaded story, because you can have discussions on this story, I'm sure, for hours. Why? Because this is the condition of the world. We have been given something. We have been given something. But we don't understand its value. We sing praises of God, but we don't accept His gift. We ask every day, we ask more from God, but we do not accept what He gives us. We think that someday, if we pray, if we do all those things, someday in the future, our wishes will come true. We are talking about a genie. We have got a genie and God confused, incredibly. Fulfillment of our wishes. We need a genie, not God. The difference? God gives without asking. Genie, you have to rub the lamp, the genie has to come out, then you have to, you know, you get three wishes, then you have to think what you want, and then cleverly ask them, and maybe the genie makes it come true. But this is what happens. But it is not real. If we do not accept what we are given every day, this gift of life, this gift of breath, this gift of awareness, this gift of understanding, the gift of clarity, the gift of serenity, you can't buy these. They have to be given. You cannot buy it. There is no store which says, serenity sold here. There is no store which says, clarity sold here. Because they're given. There is no store that says, buy breath here. Because if there was a store, there would be a long line. Long, very long line of people from the hospital who are running out of breath would make a beeline for it. Go. Me too. Me too. When I say to you, peace, I'm talking about the peace that you can experience that is in your heart, that is within you. And what does peace look like? I will tell you what peace looks like. Peace looks like your face in contentment, in gratitude, in understanding, in clarity, in serenity. Your face. That's what peace looks like. Truly. Peace dances on the face of a human being. And when the face is filled with peace, that's when you look the most beautiful. You don't need makeup. You shave, don't shave, it doesn't matter. And you change. When you change, you become so different. You still have your integrity. And you shine. And you're most fun to be with. Most fun. And when that contentment is not there, nobody wants to be with you. Nobody. Not your wife, not your children, not your parents. No, nobody wants to be with you. Go away. This is how important peace is. And this is how simple peace is. And this is how beautiful peace is. And where is it? Within you. Peace begins in the heart of all human beings. For me, I go to person to person to person to person. Because if you want to light this world, then we are the lamps. Each one of us is the lamp. And each one of us has to be lit. One by one by one by one. And when we light, we give light. We give light. One little lamp. And the darkness removes itself. The most beautiful miracle is from nowhere comes this breath and brings the gift of life to you. Then disappears. Then comes again and brings the gift of life. Again and again and again and again. This is your symphony. This is your story, one breath at a time, not two, not three, not four, not five, one at a time. That's your beat. That's your beat. That's your rhythm. Do you understand what it means? Do you understand? What a miracle this is. To you, the miracle is if the milk starts coming out of that wall. To me, that's a problem, not a miracle. Yeah, this is how it is. If the place is somewhere else, and there's milk coming out of the wall, miracle. If it's your home, above your bed, milk is coming out, big problem. Doesn't this happen in your house? When all of a sudden water starts coming out of the wall, who do you call? A priest or a plumber? You call a plumber. Why? Because you know this is no miracle. This is the problem. Miracle is your existence. Miracle is your life. Miracle is the joy that resides within you. Miracle is the peace that dances within inside of you. Understand? And feel. Feel. And the possibility of having the peace truly dance on your face. Understand the possibility of feeling this life like it is meant to be felt. Like it is meant to be understood, like it is meant to be lived. Like it is meant. Some people go, is that selfish? When a flower blooms, is that selfish? When the sun shines, is that selfish? When the moon shines, is that selfish? When a cool breeze blows in a summer's day, is that selfish? Your existence, with the coming and going of this breath, is that selfish? Or is it a gift? If you think it's not a gift, it's selfish. But if you understand, it's a gift. It's not selfish. Then it becomes a privilege and pleasure to accept every moment that we are given. That we are given. On this journey of life, will you come again? I don't know. On this journey of life, does it happen again? I don't know. There is a 13th or 14th century, right around that time, poet, Kabir. He doesn't think so. He doesn't think so. He thinks this is it. Be fulfilled now. The possibility is there. And so, I do not just offer words. Distinctly, I offer the possibility of peace in your life. And this is my caveat. This is what I say. Search for peace. You need peace. Period. Search for peace. Wherever you find it, good. But remember now, peace is not something you just experience one day. Peace you have to experience every day in your life. So search for peace. Wherever you find it, good. If you don't find it, come, look me up. Come, look me up. I have given peace to many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. I can't change much, but I can change one thing. I cannot get you a better job. I cannot improve your wife's cooking. The one thing I can do, I can put you in touch with that feeling that is inside of you. Thank you very much. Thank you.